Meanwhile, let's get to Tennessee football practice report brought to you by Hoos by Pools by Heritage. And for that, we go to Eric Kane. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy, doing well. After we just seconds after we wrapped up our practice report yesterday, Tennessee announced that five players have been named to the preseason All-SEC team per the coaches and the SIDs. And they were Trey Smith, Brent Simaglia, offensive lineman, kicker. Those were named to the first team. Offensive lineman Wanya Morris, linebacker Henry Tuolotuo were named to the second team. And Bryce Thompson, cornerback, was a third team recipient. So that's five Vols named to the preseason All-SEC teams heading into the 2020 season. Again, that was voted on by league coaches and SIDs. But Jeremy Pruitt held a press conference yesterday. It was the last time we will get to speak with Jeremy Pruitt during camp. Officially game week now, and he'll have his weekly Zoom press conference every single Monday now at noon. And so we'll have that on Monday. Also might have some players on Monday. But Jeremy Pruitt essentially met with us and gave us some notes. The biggest takeaway, of course, Cade Mays has won his appeal from the NCAA. He is now approved to play, but there's a caveat in there. The SEC now has to approve it as well. This is a little bit different scenario because you have an undergraduate going from one conference school to another conference school. And so there's a lot of red tape there. But the NCAA has granted his eligibility. Cade Mays won his appeal with the NCAA, but still needs to clear another hurdle with the SEC before he can officially play for Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt was asked, if the game was today, how many of your two deep would be available? Of course, Tennessee's been battling contact trace in the last couple of weeks. Anywhere 40 to 50 players have been out at a time, Jeremy Pruitt told us. But he said all of them would be available right now, all of them. And I thought that was really just tremendous news, despite, I mean, considering where this roster has been in terms of contact trace in the last little bit. But that doesn't mean they're all going to be ready to go, but that would mean that all of them are ready. So I thought that was big. Tight end Austin Pope is not going to play right now. That was per Jeremy Pruitt. Of course, he is recovering from back surgery back in July. He had been out there at camp every practice. From what we have told, he's been making good strides, but apparently not ready to go just yet. So a position of unknowns is even more unknown now, with Princeton Fant leading that way. Jeremy Pruitt said that Aubrey Solomon and Wanya Morris have both been in quarantine. Wanya Morris, one of the four players who have been in quarantine twice, and this is really, really jarring to hear. Wanya Morris practiced yesterday for the second time in 23 days. So Wanya Morris might be available to play right now, and he might very well play on Saturday, next Saturday against South Carolina. But, Jimmy, it'd be hard-pressed to have anyone convince me that he's going to be out there snap one at left tackle. You got to practice, and it's not really his fault, but you got to practice. And if you don't have practice reps under your belt, he's probably not ready to start a game anytime soon. But those were the highlights from Jeremy Pruitt. Again, he said there was a lot of special teams, said that the team had two really good back-to-back practices on Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday, they started working towards South Carolina, and that there was a lot of juice, and the guys had great energy out there. So those were the highlights from Jeremy Pruitt's press conference yesterday. And, of course, that's up. You've heard it right here on Sports Talk. It's up on our website, 99.1thesportsanimal.com.
Yeah, Pruitt said at the quarterback club, and it was kind of a hint, I think. He said you have a situation where a guy goes into quarantine and then he gets out, and then the next thing you know, he's got the virus or contact tracing again, and then he has to go into the quarantine again. He was talking about Wanya Morris.
Yeah, he was talking about Wanya Morris. And I believe earlier during camp, he said that there were four players that have gone into quarantine twice, and obviously Wanya Morris would be one of them, yeah.
Yeah, so that just, when you have a situation like that, I just can't imagine that the offensive line is going to be playing at tip-top shape. You have to build some chemistry among that group, as you know. Timing is so important. And the offensive line has been the position that's been hit hardest by the number of people that have missed practice. So, Eric, I think going into that first game, I think it's going to be difficult for the offensive line to play at a high level.
Well, I think so, too. And, again, this is kind of what Trey Smith said the other day when he met with us. He's never really played around the same group of guys for a long period of time since he's been at Tennessee. There's always been a rotating door around him, whether it be if he's at left tackle, it's at left guard. If he's at left guard, being left tackle on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Last year, that right guard spot was a rotating door as well with a couple of different players. Tennessee cross trains. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think Tennessee is equipped better than some other teams that might not have that practice philosophy and having all their guys practice at different positions, because, say Cade Mays gets cleared by the NCAA, or excuse me, by the SEC. Say he's a full go, you know, this time next week. Say Darnell Wright did not win that spot at right tackle. Say the coaches are not confident with Darnell Wright starting game one. Cade Mays is your starting right tackle in that scenario. Then that would put Jerome Carvin in there at left guard. Jameer Johnson is probably going to be starting at left tackle against South Carolina. So you're right. There's a lot of different guys. The chemistry is not there right now. That's something that you're just going to have to deal with. Again, Jeremy Pruitt says this entire two deep is available right now. Wanya Morris very well might play. A lot of these guys might play against South Carolina, but they might not play a whole lot simply because they just haven't had a lot of practice reps right now.
Yeah, and I think Aubrey Solomon has missed quite a bit of practice as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Of course, he's been in quarantine. Jeremy Pruitt didn't go into specifics on that, but he has been missing some practice, and there's been a couple of guys on that defensive side of the football. There's been more offensive linemen that we haven't even mentioned. The thing with the defensive line, of course, you want them there. You want them practicing, but there's about eight guys that have played and are going to be back this year that can play. And though Jeremy Pruitt is not pleased with the progression of his defensive line, there's a lot of guys that rotate in and out. So in my opinion, it's not as hard of a hit for a guy like Aubrey Solomon to miss a significant portion of time, whereas Wanya Morris on the offensive line missing a significant portion of time. So, of course, you want everybody there. You want everybody getting all the available reps, but it looks like Wanya Morris Aubrey Solomon has missed quite a bit of time as well.
Pruitt was asked what position group he most excited about, and he didn't name one. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he kind of said all of them. He's just excited to see his team play. And I guess you can't really. I mean, whenever you've been in a camp, in a spring practice like a camp here for 5 weeks now, you're just ready to see your team play and ready to see all of your position groups just get reps. And again, he's said this countless times. In order to get better as a football player, you just need to go out there and play. Ball carriers need to be getting hit after hit after hit to learn how to secure that football. Your defenders need to be making tackle after tackle after tackle in order not to have wrong head placement or let ball carriers run through your arms, and just see all these guys get out there and get some reps and start building depth at the quarterback or depth at the wide receiver, whatever position it may be. Start feeling like football players again, because there's been so many guys who have been out. So he didn't name a position, because I feel like he, like us, he's losing track of who all's been in practice and who all's not. But he's just ready to see him get out there and play in a game.
Any other news or notes?
That will about do it. Again, I mentioned this yesterday. Again, Colin Hill named South Carolina's starting quarterback. It's kind of interesting. Ron Helinski was the incumbent. He was the starter last year as a freshman. But this does make sense. Colin Hill came with Mike Bobo from Colorado State. Interesting story about Colin Hill, Jimmy. I'm sure you've heard of it. He has torn his ACL three times. Torn his ACL three times and now given it another go. So it's a great story for Colin Hill, and we'll have to see how he does. But he will be the starting quarterback as of right now against the Volunteers on September 26th, which is just 8 days away. It's hard to believe. So that is a Tennessee football practice report here, brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jimmy. You too.
And that's Eric Kane with our practice report.